Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi left off yesterday, daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah toward the top of the page, and he purposely
fell. Before you start, move a little bit to your right.
I can't because I'm going to try to tilt the iPad camera a little bit. Yeah, the problem is I'm dealing with a big stand there. Hang on a second. One second. I have an idea. All right. Okay, good?
Yeah.
Perfect. You get the sideways view. Very good. Hopefully my profile is good. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored Lili Nishma Shimon Ben Uri Shraga, Opa Meyerfeld on his yard site by the Katz family, the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and we thank the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Daled. We left off Lamed Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah, and we are going to be discussing, finally, at long last, we're going to be discussing the Seder Tkios, the actual Seder of the Tkios Shofar, during and before and during Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. How many kolos exactly we blow, what we blow, how we learn the tkiyas and the truas that we blow. And that discussion is really going to take us from the Mishnah all the way until the end of, we're probably going to get to Lamed Daled Amud Aleph and then purposely cut off there so that we could do Lamed Daled Amud Beis and the very small portion of Lamed Hey, which is going to be the last daf in the Masechta, which we will conclude, God willing, tomorrow. So let's start from the Mishnah again, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah as follows. So Seder Tkios Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. It's three sets of three Tkios. In other words, what we do is, for each of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, we're going to blow a Tkia, a Trua, and a Tkia. So it happens to be, if you look in the Torah talks about blowing the shofar. The Torah only uses two lashonos for tkia. One is called tkia and one is called trua. So when the Torah says trua, it could mean one of two things. We're going to get to this discussion at the end of today's shiur. It could mean either a shvarim or it could mean either a trua. So it could be either because the Torah only refers to two kolos. We know that there are three kolos, of course. Over here in the Mishnah, when we're talking about shalosh, 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 and when the Mishnah says trua, we're actually referring to what we consider, to what we call a trua, which is the series of nine staccato blasts. And again, we'll get to that discussion coming up very, very shortly. So the Seder Tkios, for each of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofars, we're going to blow three kolos for a total of nine. So says the Gemara, how long is a tkia? So says the Mishnah, shir tkia kisholosh truos. The shir of a tkia is as long as three truos. So pay attention to this because this is going to become into focus in the Gemara. So the shir of tkia is like three truos. And the Achronim point out that these shiurim are only in terms of how short the kolos could be. If you want to be marich, then you can be marich, you can lengthen the kolos as long as you want, subject to that as long as you lengthen. For example, let's say you have a tkia and you're an incredible Baal Tokea, so you know how to blow this incredibly long tkia. It's still only going to count as one kol, no matter how long you elongate it, but the minimum length of the tkia is as long as three truos. We're going to see la halacha, really what it means is each tkia is as long as a trua should be. So that's why whenever you see a makri looking at his watch to see how many seconds elapsed, he's trying to figure out whether the length of the tkia is as long as the trua. So again, we'll get to this elucidation in the Gemara. So shir tkia kishalosh truos, shir trua kishalosh yevavos. The shir of a trua is kishalosh yevavos. And the yavava is like a little bit of a kol shehu. So at first glance, if the Mishnah says that the Shira Vetrua is only like Shalosh Yevavos, is only like three little sounds, that's mashma that what the Mishnah is describing is not like our Trua, because again, we know that our Trua is nine staccato blasts. So how do you reconcile it with the Mishnah? So Tosfos explains that what the Mishnah is driving at here is that it's not three kolos, it's three series of three kolos. So it's three series of three yavavos. So if you want to learn like Tosfos does, that the Trua is three series of three yavavos, three times three obviously is nine, that's how we come to the conclusion that the Trua is going to be nine little kolos, that is nine staccato blasts, the way we know our Trua today. So says the Mishnah as follows, Taka Barishona, let's say you blow one tkiya, then Umashach Bashniya Kishtayim, and then the second tkiya, you blow, in other words, the tkiya at the end of the Seder, you lengthen it and you blow such a long tkiya, so that's the shear of two tkiyos that you would blow. Ein biyado ela achas. So it only counts for one. And this is what we said, that the shear of the tkiya that we mentioned in the Mishnah is a minimum. There is no maximum shear tkiya, and therefore, as long as you want to blow, it's still going to count only as one tkiya. So the Rishonim are bothered, why does the Mishnah phrase this halacha in this weird way? It's taka barishona, you blew a normal tkiya. And then the second time you blew a tkiya, then you blew it as long as two tkiyas, and still it counts only as one. So why does the Mishnah talk like that? So the Rishonim explain as follows, because if you started off blowing one long tkiya, I would have no idea that you're actually intending to have it count as two. I might think that just you're an incredible bal tokeya, and you blow these very prolific tkiyas, and so you're blowing whatever you blow as a tkiya. So says the Mishnah, therefore, a chiddush, that even though you started off blowing one regular tkiya, so we know already what your regular tkiya sounds like. Nevertheless, the next time, when it's time for the second tkiya, you blow one twice as long, so it's obvious that what your intent is that the tkiya should go for the last tkiya of one seder, and the first tkiya of another seder, kamash malan, it only counts for one. Of course, the Rishonim also point out that the havamina, that it would count for two, would be sort of strange, because the way that we blow shofar, mamela, so you blow a lot of series of tkiyas back to back, so you could assume that if I'm going to blow one long tkiya at the end of the Seder, I might have in mind that you count also as the first tkiya in the beginning of the Seder. Remember, according to the construct of the Mishnah, you're blowing only tkiya trua tkiya for Malchias, and then again for Zichronos, and then again for Shofras. So the Havamin in the Mishnah is, I might have thought that, let's say, at the end of Malchias, I'm blowing a long tkiya, that tkiya should count as the last tkiya for Malchias and the first tkiya for Zichronos, even though I'm not going to blow it until after I'm done with Zichronos. In any event, the Mishnah says, no good. It only counts for one tkiya, because again, there's only a minimum shear set forth in the Mishnah. There is no maximum shear. Says the Mishnah then as follows, Misha birech va'akarkach. When the Mishnah says birech, it means a person davened. So a person davened Malchias, Achronis, and Shofar. So he already davened Mosef. The akarkach nismana lo shofar. So at the time that he was davening Mosef, he didn't have a shofar. He finishes davening Mosef, then they finally get a shofar. So tokeo meiria v'tokeo shalosh pamim. So again, in the Mishnah, what we had said is that you have to blow tkiya trua tkiya for Malchias, Achronis, and Shofar. He didn't have the shofar during Musaf, so no big deal. At the end of Musaf, he blows the three sets of three kolos. And again, the Rishonim say that what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is that you don't have to daven Shmon Esrei another time, even though, as we see in the Mishnah, at first, Chazal were metakein that you should blow Al Seder Tefillah, that you have to blow with Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. Nevertheless, since you already daven, we're not going to force you to daven again. The Turi Evan says the chiddush is that I have to blow the three sets of three. I might have thought that the three sets of three is only because it fits so beautifully with a tefillah, one for Malchias, one for Zichronos, one for Shofros. And once I'm not blowing on the Seder tefillah anyway, maybe I should just blow tkiya through a tkiya and call it a day. Kamash Malan, says the Turi Evan, no, that you have to blow the three sets of three regardless. The Sfasema says the chiddush is that you only have to blow the three sets of three and that we're not going to force you to blow the tkiyas de mu'uma than the tkiyas de miyushav. That, I think, is a little bit docha, because the whole Mishnah is already, the construct of the Mishnah is that you're only blowing what we call the tkiyas, the tkiyas de mu'uma, that you're only blowing the tkiyas during the chazaras hashatz, Anyway, so, but anyway, the halacha is, says the Mishnah, if you already davened and then you get a shofar, no problem, just blow shofar after davening. Now, the Mishnah is going to conclude with the halacha that it makes it sound like it's applying to Rosh Hashanah, but it actually applies year-round. This halacha we're going to get to in tomorrow's shir, God willing. So says the Mishnah that, kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev, just like the shliach tzibur is chayev in tefillah, kach kol yachav yachid chayev. So too, each yachid, each individual in the congregation is going to be chayev to daven himself as well. And Rabbi Gamliel omar shliach tzibur motzi es rab midei chavasa, and Rabbi Gamliel says that no, the shliach tzibur is yotze, is motzi everybody rather, in their chiyuv of tefillah, and therefore if a person heard the tefillah from the shliach tzibur, he doesn't have to daven himself because the shliach tzibur is going to be motzi him. Again, as we'll see, this halacha applies not only to Rosh Hashanah, it applies to regular day Shmona Esrei as well. Says the Gemara now, this is on the shear of the tkiyah. So again, in the Mishnah we had said that the shear of a tkiyah is like three truos. Says the Gemara, Vatanya shear tkiyah ketrua. I have another brisa that tells me that the shear of a tkiyah is like a trua. So why in the Mishnah are you telling me that the shear of a tkiyah is like three truos if we have a brisa that says, no, they correspond. The shear of a tkiyah is like a trua. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Tana Didan, Kachashev Tkiya Dekulubavi, the truest Dekulubavi, Tana Bra, Kachashev Chad Bava Visulo. So the Gemara explains like this, and Rashi helps elucidate what the Gemara means, but basically what the Gemara means is as follows, that even the Mishnah meant that the shear of a Tkiya is like the length of a Trua. When the Mishnah said that the tkiya is like three truos, it meant that the three tkiyos are like the three truos, because a tkiya is as long as a trua, and so it all depends on how you want to formulate the shear. The Mishnah was saying that the three tkiyos in the aggregate are as long as the three truos in the aggregate. This Bryce is telling me that each tkiya is as long as each trua. Okay, and now we said that the shear trua is kashalosh yavavos, that the shear of a trua is like three yavavos. So says the Gemara now as follows. Vatanya shir trua kishalosh shvarim. It says that the shir of a trua is like three shvarim. It's not like three yavavos. And the mefarshim point out that a shvarim is longer than a yavava. So which is it? Is the shear of a trua like three yavavos, or is it like three shvarim, which should be a longer shear? So Amar Abaya v'hav adai pligi. Even though we tried to massage the previous phrase in the Mishnah, where we seem to have a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, where the Mishnah said that the shear of a tkiyah is like three truos, and the Braisa said it's like one, and we said, nah, they're not really arguing. The Braisa is talking individually, the Mishnah is talking in the aggregate. If you're going to have a machlokas, whether the trua is like three yavavos, or whether it's like three shvarim, that's definitely a machlokas, says the Gemara. It says Abaye in the length of the trua. Why? Dechziv, because it says as follows, Yom trua yelachem. It says Yom trua yelachem umetargaminan, and the targum of that pasuk is Yom yavava yelachon. It says Yom yavava. So that's why the shear of a trua should be tied to the length of a yavava. Bechziv beime de Sisra, and it also says by the mother of Sisra, the Biat HaChalon Nishkafa, that she looked outside the window, Vesesev Eim Sisra, and she was sitting there. So Mar Savar Genuche Ganach, so this is a famous machlokes. So one says that she was moaning, and when you're moaning, it's sort of like a longer sound. That's what we would identify as a shvarim. Umar Savar Yuyule Yolol, and the other says that no, she was sobbing uncontrollably, and she was really sobbing more like trua. So she was sobbing more like a trua sound. So Tana Rabbanan. So we see over here that, again, there's definitely a machlokes what sound she was making, and we're pattering the sounds of the shofar after Ime de Sisra, and that's why we have a machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa that we cited, whether the shear of a trua is like shalosh yavavos, or whether it's like shalosh, it's like, or whether it's going to be like three shvarim. So says the Gemara as follows. So Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shebeshofer. Okay, so I see already there's a machlokas, what the trua is going to sound like. But how do I know that I'm blowing these sounds with a shofar? So says the Gemara, it seems like a weird question to be asking on the second to last daf of the Masechta, but the Gemara asks, how do I know that I blow with a shofar? So Tama Lomar, Varvarta shofar trua, because it says in the Pasuk, Varvarta shofar trua. But the Gemara calls itself out because this pasuk of Avarta Shofar Truah is not talking about Rosh Hashanah; it's talking about Yovel. So says the Gemara, Ein li ela b'Yovel. Good. So that pasuk is telling me that I blow the shofar on Yovel. But Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know that I have to blow with a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So Tama Lomar b'Chodesh Hashvi, because it says b'Chodesh Hashvi. So big deal. It says b'Chodesh Hashvi, which is, of course, Tishrei, says, She'in Tamal Lomar B'chodesh Hashvi. Didn't have to say B'chodesh Hashvi. It says, Va'avarta Shofar Truah B'chodesh Hashvi. So, Mal Tamal Lomar B'chodesh Hashvi. Why does it say B'chodesh Hashvi? She'yu Kol Truah Shachodesh Hashvi Zeh Kazeh. Because each of the truahs that you blow during the month of Tishrei should be the same. Meaning that just like by Yovel, you blow with a shofar, so to Baresh Hashanah, you should blow with a shofar. Now, Uminayin Shepshuta Lifanea, how do I know that I have to blow a pshuta, a tkia before? Because the pasuk says, Vavarta shofar trua. So the pasuk is using a lashon of trua. How do I know that I have to blow a tkia before? Tamalomar, Vavarta shofar trua. Because the lashon of Vavarta, which means to sound a sound, is mashma a tkia. So since it says Vavarta shofar trua, Vavarta is tkia, shofar trua is trua, that's how I know I have to blow a tkia before. Now, Minayin Shapshuta Lachrea, how do we know that you have to blow a tkia after the trua? So Tamalomar Taviru shofar, because the pasuk also says Taviru shofar. Again, Taviru Havara is a lashon of sound, which signifies another tkia. So tkia trua tkia. Vainly elabiyovel, but again, says the Gemara, I only know Vavarta Shofar Truah is going to be teaching me that I have to blow Tkiya Truah Tkiya by Yovel. But Rosh Hashanah Minayin, how do I know that I have to blow those same sounds on Rosh Hashanah? So Tamalomar Bachodesh Hashvi, it says in the Pasuk Bachodesh Hashvi. Shane Tamalomar Bachodesh Hashvi, it didn't have to tell me Hachodesh Hashvi, because the Pasuk already told us, says Rashi, what month Yom Kippur falls in. So why does it keep harping on? Why does it keep coming back to Hachodesh? So it's a hekesh that all of the tkios of Chodesh Hashvi have to be like each other. So it has to be like each other. So you're gonna have to blow the tkia, the trua, and the tkia. So it happens to be interesting in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that if you know how to blow only a tkia, but you don't know how to blow a shvarim or a trua, then you shouldn't blow the shofar at all, because the pasuk says vavarta shofar trua. And over here we learn that by Yovel and by Rosh Hashanah, for all of the tkias in Chodesh Tishrei, you have to blow tkias and truas. Again, what the Torah calls a trua is a shvarim and a trua. So again, we'll get to this later in the shiur. But it's mashma that you have to blow it all as a package. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that if you only know how to make one sound and not the other sounds, then you should not blow the shofar at all. Which is akasha, it's interesting, because by the Dal and Minim, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should take as many minim as you have. Let's say 1 year, and in Europe this was probably somewhat common, or it could have happened. Let's say 1 year they didn't have any esrogim. So what would happen? That if you have a lulav and you have a dasam and a rubber, so you shouldn't take anything just because you don't have an esrog. So the Mishnah Berurah would paskin, no, you should take the three minim, even though the Torah tells me that I have to take dalim minim. If I only have three, then I should take three. So why is it any different than shofar? How come I shofar if I know only to blow a tkiah, but I don't know how to blow a truah, I shouldn't blow anything? But over here, by dalim minim, if I have only three out of the four minim, that I should take it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because over here there's a fundamental difference, because what the halacha doesn't say is that if I don't have an esrog, then I should take a lemon or I should take a pomegranate, because we're afraid that if I take a pomegranate, then people are going to think that priates hadar. When the pasuk says priates hadar, it means that I a pomegranate. So in order to avoid that takala, in order to avoid that misunderstanding and that perversion of what the pasuk means when it's describing the mitzvah, therefore, if I don't have an esrog, I shouldn't take an esrog at all. Aren't we afraid of takala if I take only three minim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, I'm not afraid of any takala. Why? Because the pasuk says expressly dalid minim, that there are dalid minim. So everybody will assume that if I'm taking only three, it's only because I don't have the fourth. But it's not that people are going to forget the whole Torah's dalid minim. However, by shofar, where the pasuk says vavarta shofar trua, but over here again, we're already saying that we don't really know according to the Divrei Torah whether trua means a shvarim or whether it means a trua. We already had to learn from a fancy word vavarta, which means sound. It doesn't even say tkiya in the pasuk. It says vavarta shofar trua and taviru shofar. And from there, I'm learning tkiya trua by tkiyas, which are much more confusing because the Torah doesn't tell me explicitly how to blow them. We're afraid that if 1 year somebody would blow only tkiyas and wouldn't blow truos, then people would assume, oh, a tkiya, that's the sound that a shofar makes. And they would forget, they would not understand, they would not appreciate that there actually is a sound called a trua, because the pasuk isn't explicit with respect to the sounds of the shofar. And therefore, there's a fundamental difference between shofar and dalid minim, because it's not expressed in the Torah. We want to make sure that if you do the mitzvah, you actually do the mitzvah properly. Okay, says the Gemara now, again, Viter, we're three lines down on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So again, we had a Hekesh that teaches us that each of the Tkiyos in the month of Tishrei, both by Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, are going to be the same. They need Tkiya through a Tkiya. Now, Uminayim L'Shalosh Al-Shalosh Shalosh. Now, how do I know that I have to blow three sets of these? Because that's the halacha that our Mishnah opened up with, that I have to blow three sets, Malfer, Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. So Tam Alomar, because it says in the Pasuk, Vavarta Shofar Trua is one, Shabboson Zichron Trua is two, Yom Trua Yelachem is three. So there's already three sets. So these latter two psukim happen to be talking about Rosh Hashanah. The first pasuk is talking about Yovel. And the Rashash explains that because Yovel is the basis for all of these halachos of tkiyas and truos on Rosh Hashanah, as we already saw with the Hekesh, that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to mention the pasuk of Yovel first, even though the pasuk of Yovel is found in Vayikra Perek Chav Hei, and the psukim about Rosh Hashanah are found in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. And even though ordinarily the Gemara likes to quote the psukim in sequential order, because over here the whole basis for the halacha is by Yovel, therefore we're gonna quote the pasuk of Yovel first. So explains the Rashash. But for our purposes, what the Gemara is trying to prove is that because there are three psukim that mention shofar and trua, that therefore I know that there are three sets of three. Now uminayim litan es amar shel zebezev shezebezev. But the Gemara is bothered by the fact that one of these psukim is by Yovel, two of these psukim is by Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that I could go around comparing what's written by Yovel to what's being by Rosh Hashanah? So says the Gemara, well, this I already told you. Tam Alomar, Shvi Shvi, L'gzera Shava. But over here now it says Shvi Shvi is L'gzera Shava. Before, what we had said in the Gemara is that I was going to make a Hekesh between all of the tkiyos that are blown in the month of Tishrei. I was going to be makish Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. Now the Gemara is telling me this is gzeira shava shvi shvi. So hakei tzad. So how do I blow shalosh ein teisha? I blow three that are really nine, because it's three sets of three. So shir tkiya is ketrua. The shir of a tkiya is like a trua. This is the brisa that we were citing earlier. Shir trua kishalosh shvarim. That then the shira of a trua is like three shvarim. This already we saw as a machlokas, whether it's like shvi shvarim or three yavavos. So this brisa is paskening that it's like three shvarim. So says the Gemara, well, hang on, there was a little bit of a sleight of hand here, which we already pointed out. At first, the Gemara starts off by saying, how do I know that I could compare Rosh Hashanah to Yovel? Because it says, b'chodesh ha-shvi, I make a hekesh that all of the tkiyas and chodesh ha-shvi should be the same. Then when the Gemara is going and elaborating on this, it says, I have Gzeira Shava Shvi Shvi. So which is it? Is it a Hekesh or is it Gzeira Shava? So says the Gemara, Haitana Meikara Maisila Bekesha, Vashta Maisila Gzeira Shava. So at first you tell me it's Hekesh, now you're telling me it's Gzeira Shava. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara means to say. Ilav Gzeira Shava, were it not for the fact that I have Gzeira Shava Shvi Shvi, Hava Maisina La Bekesha, I would have learned it out with a Hekesh. Hashta dasi gzeira shava keshalot sarech.
Now that I have the Gezeirah Shavah, I don't need the Hekesh. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is I could learn a Hekesh, but I don't need a Hekesh because I have a Gezeirah, I have a Gezeirah Shavah. So the Gilyan HaShas points out over here, it's a very obtuse reference, but the Gilyan HaShas points you to a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. So why does he point you to that Rashi in Sukkah? Because there's a Machlokes, so let's back up. We know that the Halacha is that Ein Adam Dun Gzeira Shava La'atzmo, Ela Im Kein Kiblo Me Rabo, that you're only allowed to learn Gzeira Shava if you have a Mesorah, if you have a Kabbalah, that you could learn that Gzeir Shavah. So you can't go look at the Chumash and say it says Vayomer here, it says Vayomer there, for there, there's got to be Gzeir Shavah. We can make up halachas like that. On the flip side, a Kal V'Chomer is a logical deduction. A Kal V'Chomer, everybody can make a Kal V'Chomer on his own. There is a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, how about the other Yud Gimel Midah Shatur in the Dreshes Bam? Let's say a Hekish. Am I allowed to make a Hekish on my own? Or am I only allowed to make a Hekish if I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe? So Rashi says I'm allowed to make a Hekesh on my own, whereas Tosfos says, no, I can't make a Hekesh on my own. A Hekesh is really like a Gzeirah Shavah. I'm only allowed to make a Hekesh if I have a Mesorah, if I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe. So Rashi is going to say that I'm allowed to make a Hekesh on my own. So just like oftentimes in Shas, we say that Milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kosav l'kra, that even though I could have learned something with a Kal V'Chomer, the Gemara is going to give me, the Torah is going to give me a Gzeirah Shavah, because the Gzeirah Shavah is a little bit stronger, because it needs a Kabbalah from a Mesorah, from prior generations. So Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kosav L'Kra. So if, according to Rashi, a Hekish is like a Gzeirah Shavah, that just like I'm allowed to done a Gzeirah Hekish is like a Kal V'Chomer, rather, that just like I'm allowed to be done a Kal V'Chomer by myself, so too I'm allowed to be done a Hekish by myself. So now it makes sense that even though I could learn it from a Hekish, which I deduct on my own, which I deduce on my own, the Gemara is going to go through the trouble, the Pasuk rather is going to go through the trouble of teaching me the Gzeirah Shavah, because the Gzeirah Shavah is going to be on a higher level. So this is what the Gilyan HaShas is pointing out, that this is Rashi Lishitoso, and that it's better to learn from a Gzeirah Shavah than a Hekish, because the Hekish could be learned on your own, whereas a Gzeirah Shavah requires a Mesorah from your Rebbe. So says the Gemara. So are we really learning it? So says the Gemara, rather. So far we had one Tana who held that we learn all of the tkiyos as Gzeirah Shavah from Shvi Shvi. Says the Gemara, there's another Tana, V'hai Tana Maisulab Gzeirah Shavah B'Midbar. There's also a Tana who learns the halachos of tkiyos shofar as Gzeirah Shavah from what they used to blow, the shofar that they used to blow in the Midbar. Titania, because we have an Abraisa as follows. Uskatem Trua, says Uskatem, which means a Trua. Tkiya b'fnei atzma, v'trua b'fnei atzma. So it says uskatem trua, so it's a tkiya, and then it's a trua. So ata omer, tkiya b'fnei atzma, v'trua b'fnei atzma, o'eino ela tkiya trua achasi. I might think, how do you know that a tkiya and a trua are different? Maybe a tkiya and a trua is the same thing. Maybe the Torah, rather, is just using two different lashonos to describe something that's the same sound. Says the Gemara, k'sho omer v'hakel esakol tisku v'lo sariyu. So, but when it says in the pasuk that when they would gather everybody, they would blow a tkiya, but not a trua, haviyomer, a tkiya b'vnei atzma, a trua b'vnei atzma. It is obvious that a tkiya and a trua are different sounds if the pasuk is telling me that at a certain time I have to blow a tkiya, but not a trua. It's obvious that they're different sounds. Uminayan shapshuta lafanea, how do I know that I have to blow a tkiya before a trua? Tamalomer uskatem trua, because look at the sequencing. Uskatem, tkiya, and then trua. Uminayin she pshuta lachrea, and how do we know that I have to blow a tkiya after the trua? So tamalomer trua yiska'u. It says trua, and then it says yisku, which is a lashon of tkiya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshua Rav Yochanan Mabroka Omer Ein Tzarech Areyu Omer Uskatem Trua Shenis, because you don't have to learn from Trua Yisku, because it says Uskatem Trua Shenis in the pasuk Shein Tamalomar Shenis. It doesn't have to say Shenis Umat Tamalomar Shenis Zeban Av Lakol Makom Shenemar Trua Teit Kia Shnia La, that every time it says Trua, it's built in that there is a tkiya that follows it. So Ainli Elav Midbar. So good. So this is telling me that in the Midbar, when they used to blow shofar, that they would blow tkiya through a tkiya. So great, that's the Midbar. How do I know on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Minayin? How do I know that, but also on Rosh Hashanah when we blow the shofar, it's Kia Trua Tkia? Stamalomar, Trua Trua L'Gzeira Shava. That there's a Trua Trua to Gzeira Shava. So I learn Gzeira Shava from Rosh Hashanah to Midbar. So Vishalosh Truos Nemru Rosh Hashanah. Now there were three Truos that are said by Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbosan Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, Vavarta Shofar Trua. Now, let's pay attention again. Remember that the Pasuk of Vavarta Shofar Trua was not written by Rosh Hashanah. That's the Pasuk that was written by Yovel, as we said earlier, and the Gemara is going to focus on that in a minute. So, V'shtei Tkiyas L'Kol Achas V'Achas, so, and which each Trua you have to blow two Tkiyos, Matzino L'Meidim, Shalosh Truos V'Sheish Tkiyos. So over here we know that there were three Truos, and there were six Tkiyos for a total of nine kolos. So good. So that's how I know the ninth kolos from the Midbar. So says the Gemara, but Nemru Barash Hashanah Shtayim, so Tkiyos Nemru Barash Hashanah. Shtayim Midivrei Torah, two of them are Midivrei Torah, V'achas Midivrei Sofrim, and one of them is only Midivrei Sofrim. Why? Because one of the references to Trua in the Pasuk, there were three references again, one of the references needs to be open to teach me the Gzeira Shava from Rosh Hashanah to Midbar. So I can't learn anything midoraisa on a doraisa level from that reference. So Shabbosan Zichron Trua, Vavarta Shofar Trua is Midivrei Torah, Yom Trua Yelachem is Latamudei Huba, that the Yom Trua Yelachem is going to teach me the Divrei, is going to teach me the Gzei Rashava, and therefore it can only teach me Halacha Lagabe the Tkiyas and the Truos on a Drabanan level, but not on the Daraisa level, because on a Daraisa level, that Pasuk needs to be open for a Gzeira Shava. So good. So this needs to be open for a Gzeira Shava. So says the Gemara of Venaviter. So it's the last skinny line here. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, that no, it's not two that are Medivrei Torah and one which is Medivrei Sofrim. It's Echa Medivrei Torah Vishdayim Medivrei Sofrim. Vavarta Shofar Trua is Medivrei Torah. Shabbosan Zichron Trua V'yom Shruya Yalachem Islo Temudei Huba. So it comes to teach me halacha. So which halacha does this come to teach me? Memela, one of these references has to be Mufne to teach me the Gzeira Shava from Midbar. And the reason that we can't learn any halacha, I should have mentioned, is because with Gzeira Shava, you could always ask on Gzeira Shava, unless the Gzeira Shava is Mufna, and unless the word is extraneous. If the word is extraneous, then that's considered a Gzeira Shava Mufna, then I can't ask on the Gzeira Shava. So that's why the Gemara is going to great lengths to try to set it up so that I don't have to learn any other halacha from one of these references to Trua. So, but according to the second Mandi Amar, who says that two of these references don't teach me Dinam Daraisa, it's only Drabana because I have to learn something. So from one of the references, I'm going to learn the Gzeira Shava. Great. But Maila Tamudu Yaba, how about the second one? So Miboy Biyom Vala Belaila, because it says Yom Trua Yelachem, that teaches me that I blow the shofar only during the day and not during the night. Vidach b'yom v'lo b'layla minale. How does the other Tana who told me that two of these references are Medivrei Torah and only one of them has to be kept open for the Gzeira Shava? How do I know the halacha that I blow the shofar only during the day and not at night? So nafkalei mi'yom ha'kippurim. We learn it from Yom Kippur. So yi mi'yom ha'kippurim yalif nigmar nami minei l'pshuta l'fnei l'pshuta l'achrea. That so if you're learning it from Yom Kippur, so why are you hacking me a chaynik with Midbar? So if you're learning it from Yom Kippur anyway, so just learn it from Yom Kippur, which is Yovel. So just learn it from Yovel, which is the first lima that we had here on the daf. Why are you going to tell me that I learned the halachas of Rosh Hashanah from Midbar if ultimately at the end of the day I'm learning the halacha that is b'yom v'lo b'layla anyway from Yom Kippur? Let me learn all the halachas from Yom Kippur, because the Pasuk by Yom Kippur says va'avarta. So we teached up Vavarta according to the first Mandi Amar, that Vavarta means that I have to blow a Tkiyah. But this Mandi Amar, Vavarta, Taviru, Lami Boilu, this Mandi Amar doesn't understand that the word Vavarta means a Tkiyah, and therefore he has to learn from Midbar. He can't learn from Rosh Hashanah, from Yom Kippur, rather. So what does this man the Amar do with the word vavarta? So lamai darshuba vavarta. So what does he learn from vavarta? Says the Gemara, k'derav masna, the Amar Rav Masna, vavarta derech avaroso. If he's not going to learn that vavarta means you blow a tkia, what's he learning? It means that it has to be derech avaroso. Taviru dekamarachmana navre biyad. So it's a halacha that the lashon of taviru means that I have to hold the shofar with my hand. In other words, the Baal Tokeya can't go to a shtender and rest the shofar on a shtender and then put his mouth on it and blow. He's got to hold the shofar. He's got to hold the shofar with his hand. So says the Gemara. So Vidach Rav Masna, and the other halacha of Rav Masna that it's derech avaroso, that it's the way that it grows. So midishani bidibure taviru biyad lo matzisamres to gavra avara mi Moshe. So he can't learn taviru miyad because he learns avara from Moshe. Ksivach avavarta shofar trua uksivasam vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane. So my la alon bekol afkan bekol. So one man the Amar will say that vavarta means I have to hold it in my hand. The other man the Amar will say vavarta doesn't teach me halacha about my hand because it says taviru kol. Sound is something that's not physical. I can't hold it with my hand. Therefore, it teaches me derech avaroso, that I have to, that the shofar is shaped the way it grows. So, but according to the Man D'Amar, again, we have two Man D'Amarim. One says that we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. The other says we learn the halachos of Tkiyah by Rosh Hashanah from the Midbar. But if we're learning it from the Midbar, imal alan chatzotzros, afkan chatzotzros, just like in the Midbar, they used to blow shofar and chatzotzros, so too by Rosh Hashanah, we should blow shofar and chatzotzros. Tamalomar tikuba Chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Ezo chag shachodesh miskasebo, which is the chag where the new moon is concealed. Avi Omer is a Rosh Hashanah because it falls on the first of the month, so the moon is not visible in the sky. The kamarachmana shofar. It says tikkun b'chodesh shofar. That's how I know that by Rosh Hashanah I blow the shofar, even though we're going to learn the seder tkiyos from Midbar. That we blow with a shofar. That the pasuk tells me. So askin Rabavo b'kisrei. So when Kisri Rav Avoh was Misakin, Tkia, Sholosh Shvarim, Trua, and a Tkia. What we blow as a Tashrat. A Tkia, a Shvarim, a Trua, and a Tkia. So Manafshach, because he said, says the Gemara Manafshach, Iyu Lule Lalil, Levet Tkia, Trua, Tkia. Well, what exactly is a Trua? Does it mean genuche ganach, which is moaning, which is like our shvarim, or does it mean yule yalil, which is sobbing, which is a trua? If it's yule lalil, let him blow a tkia, trua tkia. V'genuche ganach, and if it's genuche ganach, levet kia shalosh shvarim v'tkia, let him blow a tkia shvarim tkia. Says the Gemara, because Mesafkale, Igenuche Ganach, Iulili Yolil. He didn't know whether it was Genuche Ganach or Iulili Yolil, and therefore he wanted to be Mekayim everything and he wanted to blow a Tashrat. But says the Gemara, Maskev La Ravira, but that's not good. Vidilma Iulili Havi, become Mafsik, Shalashvarim, Beit Trua, Litkia. But we know that we have to sandwich the middle sound, which I'll call a Trua, in between two Tkios. So if he's blowing the Tashrat, and really the Trua should be what we call a Trua, then when he blows the Shvarim, if really he should have blown a Shvarim and he's blowing a Trua, then you're going to have the Trua being Mafsik between the Shvarim and the second Kia. So says the Gemara, Matzka Flo Ravina, Vidilma Gnuche Ave, Vikam Mifsika Trua, Ben Shvarim Litkia, Tahadarav Tashat. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem because then after he blows the Tashrat, he would also blow the Tashat. He would blow Tkia, Shvarim Tkia, in case it actually means a Shvarim. So Ella Ravavo, my Iskin. So, but in that case, so what exactly did Rav Avoh help over here? So, Igenuche Ganach Ha'avde, Uyu Lalil Ha'avde. So says the Gemara. Anyway, we're going to tell me that I have to blow a Tarat and a Tashat because I have no idea whether it's a Shvarim or whether it's a Trua. As if I'm blowing a Tashat and a Tarat anyway, so what does it help me? So Mesafkele Duma Ganach V'Yalil, because maybe. Maybe the sound of the Trua is not either the Shvarim or a Trua. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's a Shvarim Trua. But Iachi Levin Nami Ipcha Tkia Trua Shalosh Shvarim V'Tkia, says the Gemara. But then there's one permutation that I'm not accounting for. Maybe it's a Tkia Trua Shvarim Tkia. How do I know that it's Tkia Shvarim Trua? Says the Gemara, because that's the natural order of things. So because, says the Gemara, Stama Demilsa, Ki misra b'inish milsa b'resha ganach v'adar yalil. Because generally when a person starts crying uncontrollably, at first they start to moan, which is the shvarim, and only after they start to moan do they start sobbing uncontrollably. So if we're going to learn the sound of the shofar from Ime de Sisra, from the way that people cry, it's natural that first a person would moan like the shvarim, then a person would sob like the trua, and that's why he would blow the tashrat, but not the tarshat. So la halacha, obviously, what we do, says Rav Haigon already in the times of the Gaonim, he was mesakein that you blow the tashrat, the three, but before, we're talking about before most of you blow three sedarim of tashrat, three sedarim of tashat, and then three sedarim of tarat, and then after malchias and zechronos and shofros, it's tashrat, tashat, tarat. Nusach Ashkenaz at the end blows a lot of kolos, but this is how the Seder Tkios on Rosh Hashanah has evolved over time. So we'll stop here. We'll save the last daf to do on Shabbos, and we will be back on the Zoom, God willing, with the first daf of Meseches Tanis on Sunday. Everybody have a great day and a good Shabbos. Thank you. Have a